Blog Talk Radio.
Fantasy football freaks, geeks, and fantasy football novelists. You have reached the guru here with your week 13 waiver wire gold. The last week before a majority of the fantasy playoffs start next week. And excuse me, I apologize for that. Sorry, I'm not at my usual time on Wednesday 11, as I have been sick, got sick over the Thanksgiving holiday of all things. But we are starting off with big news on this waiver wire gold. You know, I try to bring y'all news. And really don't like bringing this news, as it's a player that I have on my dynasty league and was looking forward to carrying him over, as he is one of the best running backs in the league. But Kareem Hunt has been released from the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs says running back not triple about February incident. This decision was made after a video surfaced earlier Friday that showed him shoving and kicking a woman in February. The team announced the move Friday night, right after the NFL had placed that Hunt would be put on the commissioner's exempt list. Within 30 minutes after they placed him on the list, Kansas City Chiefs cut ties with Kareem Hunt. As the Chiefs said in a statement, earlier this year, we were made aware of an incident involving running back Kareem Hunt. At that time, the NFL and the law enforcement initiated investigations into the issue. As part of our internal discussions with Kareem, several members of our management team spoke with him directly. Kareem was not truthful in those discussions. The video released today confirms that fact, and we are releasing Kareem immediately. In a statement released by Kareem Hunt, he apologized for his actions, saying, "I deeply regret what I did. I hope to move on from this." In the video released by TMZ, which is eerily similar to the whole Ray Rice issue, how they got the videotape before law enforcement or anybody else did. But anyway, Kareem Hunt was shown shoving and kicking a woman at a Cleveland hotel where Hunt had an apartment. The incident had been previously reported by multiple outlets, but Friday was the first time the video was publicized. Hunt and the woman traded words in a hallway and are separated by several people on multiple occasions. The video shows Hunt pushes a woman, who responds by hitting him in the face. Two men escort Hunt down a hallway before he charges out, colliding with a man who then knocks the woman over. Hunt also kicks the woman in the leg. Police were called to the scene, but no arrests were made or charges filed. Body cam footage, which was obtained again by TMZ, the woman and witness gave different accounts. The woman and witnesses gave differing accounts of what escalated the incident. She told the woman told police that she wouldn't have sex with one of the men with her, while one of the men said she called them the N-word before being asked to leave Hunt's hotel room. regardless of this, this is a big blow for anybody who has Kareem Hunt on their roster. I hope you picked up, going into your fantasy playoffs, the backup Spencer Ware as a safety precaution just in case he got hurt, Kareem Hunt got hurt. If you did, lucky you, which I did on my league, I admit, something told me Wednesday to grab him, so I did. And I'm glad I did, as Jordan Howard has been totally unreliable this year. But as of right now, I'm going to keep Hunt on my roster. I'm going to carry him through to next year in our Dynasty League. We're allowed to keep 8 players roll over to next year. And I'm, as of right now, probably going to keep Kareem on there and roll through, see what happens next year in the path to. I'll draft me another running back and hope I find gold again like I did with Kareem Hunt last year. But this is just a shocking blow. And these young guys need to learn once they become NFL stars, the spotlight's going to be magnified on them even more. With every little incident they do, they need to think about it before they go do something like this. So we'll just have to wait and see. We're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to jump right into some of the biggest injuries. Then we're going to hit our waiver wire goal. We'll be back after this brief break. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to look at some of the injuries. Tom Brady is playing with a knee injury that he acknowledged took place against the Titans, but believes it won't be something that will linger him. That won't be anything that will linger him this season. Sam Darnold passed a practice for the first time Wednesday. Since getting injured 3 weeks ago, he may play against the Titans. Flacco remains sidelined, which means Lamar Jackson will get his third start. Gus the Bus Edwards, the leading rusher of the past 2 weeks, missed Wednesday's practice. Which is uncertain. He may start. He may still play, depends on how he practices. Andy Dalton is put on the IR for rest of the year as torn tendons or ligaments in his hand. And it looks like A.J. Green may return this week. Marlon Mack is still in concussion protocol, which means, but he is practicing. So he still has it'll be more like a game time decision with him. If not, Nyheim Hines or Jordan Wilkins will handle the bulk of the carries if Mac doesn't play. Melvin Gordon is out this week. It was considered week to week since he sprained his right knee last week against Arizona. He is moving around on the side during practice. He wore a brace on the injured knee for stability, but he is considered week to week. Still looking right here. Chris Thompson may return this week from his injured rib. Then Jameson Crowder has missed the past 7 days, but did participate in drills Wednesday and Thursday. Mitch Trubisky looks like he will not play this week. Chase Daniels will make the start again against the Giants. Kerryon Johnson is out, which means LeGarrette Blount and Theo Riddick will take his place. Minnesota, it looks like Stephon Diggs will play this week. Xavier Woods may or may not play this week with a mild hamstring injury. Dante Jackson, the corner rookie cornerback for the Panthers, is listed as questionable. He may not play this week. Devin Funchess missed practice with a back injury. Levante David and free safety Justin Evans are back at practice. That's really the biggest injuries this week. KJ Wright is out again with Seattle. That's the biggest injuries. Let's get into that waiver wire gold. Starting with quarterback, and I still can't believe he's still available in less than 50% of the leagues out there, and that is Lamar Jackson. He's put up two solid games. And while it's not as a passing quarterback like a lot of people would like, he does have the running capability to pick up Baker Mayfield. I keep telling y'all to pick him up, especially if you're in a dynasty franchise league. He's a good one to pick up. 48% of the week still. Dak Prescott, less than 50%. He had a great game against the Giants. Against the Saints last night. Running backs, Josh Adams. While the coach for Doug Peterson for the Eagles said they're still doing a running back by committee, Josh Adams in the past 2 weeks has got a ton of work with 22 carries last week. LeGarrette Blount and Theo Riddick for Detroit. While Kerryon Johnson is week to week. I like Blount more than I do Riddick, but Leonard Fournette has been suspended for one game, so Carlos Hyde, T.J. Yeldon. I would give Hyde more of a bump than Yeldon. Nyheim Hines, Marlon Mack. If Marlon Mack doesn't play, I would pick up Nyheim Hines over him. With Melvin Gordon being out, Austin Eckler's a good pickup. Wide receivers. Again, I keep telling y'all, DJ Moore still owned in less than 50% of the league. In the last 2 weeks, he's had 15 catches, not pass two, but 15 catches for 248 yards and one receiving touchdown. David Moore had a monster game against the Panthers last week, only had four receptions. He is a good one for dynasty or keeper leagues. Adam Humphries, since week 8, he is averaging 16 points per reception points a game. He is not bad to keep on your bench as a flex or a wide receiver 3. Excuse me just a second, folks. Sorry about having a coughing fit right there. But you have, we go to tight ends real quick. We have Matt LaCrosse, Denver. Jeff Hurman is out for the year on IR. LaCrosse had 3 catches for 34 yards and a TD last week. Janu Smith of the Tennessee Titans last 4 games. He has averaged over 10 PPR points, a touchdown 3 out of the last 4 weeks. Waiver wire defenses. Looking through, there's only 2 real good matchups if you're streaming, in need of a streamer. Colts versus Jags, Blake Bortles has been benched in favor of Cody Kessler. I forgot to tell you that news, which I don't see much different. Jags have hit rock bottom after going to the AFC Championship game last year. The Colts have a solid defense this year, much surprised everybody. And even though they are on the road against the Jaguars, they got the backup quarterback and no Leonard Fournette. And then the Packers over the Cards. And this is one rule I do far. I look at the rookie quarterbacks on the road. Josh Rosen is going to make his first trip to Lambeau Field going against the Packers. While I know that secondary last week was a little bit questionable matchup, you just had to look good. They had to play against Minnesota. Josh Rosen just has two good weapons, David Johnson and Christian Kirk. I know somebody's going to say, well, what about Larry Fitzgerald? Over the past couple of years, just look at Larry Fitzgerald's numbers at home and away, and as he's getting this stage of his career, he is he is better at home than he is on the road. So I expect Green Bay's defense to feast on the Cards offense this week. Looking at kickers real quick. And I know some of them I'm going to list right here are starters, but the best matchup is Harrison Buckner, Kansas City versus Oakland, Greg Zuerlein, Rams versus Detroit, Justin Tucker, Baltimore versus Atlanta, Steven Gorkowski, New England versus Minnesota, Kayumi Fairborn, Houston versus Cleveland, Matt Bryant, Atlanta versus Baltimore, Mason Crosby, the aforementioned Green Bay versus Arizona, Graham Gano, Carolina versus Tampa Bay, and Michael Bagley, the Chargers versus Pittsburgh. Now we're getting to my favorite, the IDPs, individual defensive players. And just looking back, we'll start with defensive linemen. A defensive tackle for the Arizona Cardinals, Robert Nikimedici. He had a strong start to the first quarter of the season, but his play dropped off in the following weeks. And then he missed last 2 weeks due to injury. This combination of factors has caused him to fall off the radar in a lot of fantasy leagues. The former first-round draft pick out of Ole Miss came back to life last week with a dominant 2.5 sacks performance and 4 tackle for losses. He should be someone you entertain as a starter in defensive tackle required leagues, especially with the 3 fairly good matchups forthcoming. Carl Nesbitt, Tampa Bay. I mentioned him last week or a couple weeks ago. He continues a strong play. He has generated at least a half a sack in 4 straight weeks. Well, that's an average out over 4 weeks. He's a good D3 moving forward. Allen Bailey, Kansas City, despite only having 6 sacks on the season, Bailey is still largely unrostered in fantasy leagues. His low tackle production is a contributing factor in this low roster rate. But the emergence of teammate Chris Jones as a near DL1 has also caused Bailey to go largely unnoticed. He had sacks in consecutive weeks, however, and has a great matchup against the Raiders, who have given up the second most points to opposing defensive ends. Linebackers, Montez Burfict. Burfict's been a difficult player to protect in recent seasons. It's projected. He's missed a large amount of time due to injury and his own stupidity in terms of suspensions. To that point, he's only played 2 full games a season He has fell out of favor a lot of people who use IDPers. But given all the injury the Bengals linebacking core has had, Burfict has given a chance to end the year strong and build upon his 8 tackle average in the games he has played this year. Anthony Walker, Indianapolis. Walker has seen his playing time and protection waiver over the course of the 2018 season. However, he's had 25 tackles, 19 assists on tackles over his last 3 games, and saw some of his higher snap count percentages last game. He has 3 top 10 matchups in the Jaguars, Texans, and Cowboys on the schedule next, so makes for a decent LB3 upside pickup for the home stretch of the fantasy season. Gerald Hodges, Arizona linebacker. Hodges took over for an injured Josh Bynes in the first half of last Sunday's game and wound up compiling 10 tackles while playing 67% of the snap. Hodges is a 6-year veteran, has had flashes of fantasy starter potential when given a full complement of snaps in the past, so there's a good reason to believe he can produce at a LB3 level rest of the season with Bynes now on injured reserve. We're going to hit the 3 defensive backs real quick. Jordan Whitehead, Tampa Bay. Whitehead's production has exploded in the last 2 weeks with Kawan Alexander going on IR, Levante David and Justin Evans all out due to injury. Now, David and Evans are supposed to return, but you can expect Whitehead still to be a top 25 to 30 defensive back this week. Safety, Abraham Campbell, Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers have been decimated with injuries in their secondary, with Kentrell Bryce being the latest casualty. Abraham Campbell, who has just signed a few weeks ago, replaced Bryce in lineup and racked up 8 tackles on 53 snaps. If Bryce was to miss any time, Campbell could serve as a sneaky DB3 play in most deeper leagues. And safety, Carl Joseph out of Oakland. Joseph, who is considered a potential long-term DB1 option coming into his rookie season, quickly fell out of favor with the new Raiders coaching staff and disappeared off the fantasy radar. With Oakland's season in the garbage, they have turned back to Joseph as of late, and his production has rebounded in recent weeks as a result. He played 87% of the snaps last week, tackles, 7 solos, So if you're desperate for a DB filler this week in deep leagues, Joseph is a decent option that brings some quick upside change. I know this was a typical off show thanks to my cold and not being on a typical night of Wednesday night, but we will be back on Wednesday night for the first round of the playoffs this week. Or excuse me, starting next week. I wish everybody luck on their push for the playoffs. Let's hope some of the moves I made keeps me in the playoffs, as right now I'm stationed in the eighth and final seed in our playoffs. But we want to end this show short. But everybody, good luck on your fantasy matchups this week. And if you're battling for a playoff, let's all make it. This is the Guru signing off. We will be back with you next week.